Well, on our phone now, Grego, we have your nemesis, the possum from last night. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Mike. Sorry, Greg.
Who is this?
Johnny.
Johnny who?
Johnny Possum. Hey, listen. I apologize. I was under the influence, and I used to live in that house.
Really?
Did you live under the name of Dugout?
No. You're kind of busting my possum balls a little bit there. But I used to live there, and I got a little wasted and came back, you know, and I didn't know you had moved there. But to be quite honest, I didn't even know this was you until I heard you telling the story on the radio. I didn't know that was you.
I didn't know you were such a ticket fan.
Oh, yeah, big ticket fan.
So last night you were getting a little bit wasted. You started thinking about old times, maybe some trim you'd nailed over there.
Yeah, you know, and I get confused. I didn't know, you know. So I go back to my old house, and I'll be damned if, you know, the furniture was different. And the next thing I know, I got this big, balding butterball chase me up on the bed. I don't know what's going on. Next thing I know, someone shoves a mirror down there, which, by the way, did have coke residue on it. You know, you scared me to death, Greg. I think they maybe owe me an apology.
How'd you like it when I whacked you with that bat?
I didn't appreciate it too much.
Hey, that was a that was a historic bat, though. That's the one Rafael Palmeiro hit his 450th home run with.
Funny you say that. I was at the game. But you were kind. You threw the blanket over me, and of course that was after I hit my frickin' head on that patio door.
That kind of slowed you down a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, you talk about smarting. Unbelievable how much that smarted. Why am I CC DeVille all of a sudden? But hey, just wanted to apologize and say great show. Love the show.
Thanks, Johnny Possum.
Yeah, and F. Stucina. Bye-bye.